I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. This was the week that we knew for sure that Brexit is going to happen because the UK officially set the proceedings in motion on Tuesday. But no one really knows for sure what the impact of leaving the EU will be. We want to focus on the financial services industry, banks and investment houses, which are headquartered in London. There's concern they could take a big hit, and it looks like France is capitalizing on the uncertainty. The group Paris Europlace represents French business and finance, and it's holding roadshows in Boston and New York in May, aimed at persuading American finance companies to choose Paris, not London, as their European base. Arnaud de Bresson is managing director of Paris Europlace. The thing is, France has this reputation for its bureaucracy and thick red tape when it comes to business. How concerned are you that that might deter the U.S. from doing more business in France?
I think the image, this image is a little bit from the past. We believe there is a gap today between the perception of France and the reality. But let's say since 10 years now, France has doing much reforms and the move. And we are fighting for that. And we are more than convinced that the reforms will accelerate with the next government, which will come from the next elections. We are in the process to become a much more business-friendly country, and things have already much changed concretely in the reality, more especially in the financial marketplace.
So what are these roadshows planned for Boston and New York in May all about? Why those cities, and what kind of pitch can American financiers expect from their French counterparts?
Paris today has three major cards in the context of the Brexit to attract international houses and companies, financial companies, which want to make business in Paris. First card is the fact that Paris is the only of a global city in Europe, very comparable to London because of the size of the GDP, because of the size of the employment, the presence of high-level skills. Second card is the fact that Paris is number one financial center in continental Europe, even bigger than Frankfurt. When I ask U.S. banks, what difference do you see between Paris and Frankfurt? The answer is, in Paris, we have our clients, big corporates, French and international, and active market players. When in Frankfurt, we have more the German banks and our competitors, and Paris is very near from London in terms of capital market culture. And third, French tech, the development of young, innovative startups, including in the financial sector with a fintech. And Paris is very near London in terms of the acceleration of the development of fintech and young companies.
So what is your hope, like in 2 years, that banks and investment firms will have been settled into offices in La Défense and along the Champs-Élysées?
It's not a hope. We believe today that all major U.S. and international fund managers and banks are considering the way to rebalance part of their activities. And we have made a job to examine what sectors will be impacted, what type of activities, what type of jobs, in fact, investment banking, asset management, but also insurance, private equity, fintech, all these sectors will be impacted. And we are in a connection. We have developed many contacts in London, in New York, in Tokyo, in China, with these international banks. And we see today that many of them are considering with much interest the fact that the real capital market center in the European Union will be Paris.
Arnaud de Bresson, Managing Director of Paris Europlace, thank you very much.
Thank you to you.